Asking if you should vaccinate your kids is the wrong question. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Yesterday on the Dory Monson Show, Dory tried to get to the bottom of an accusation that the governor made at his COVID news conference.
It's very disturbing to me. I heard on the radio the other day, Cairo Radio, some top person saying that it's more dangerous to get the vaccine than not to. What a bunch of baloney.
Now, Dory knew he hadn't said that, at least in those words. But the culprit quickly came forward. It was John Curley, and he stands by his comment because he was talking about young people.
Published in the New England Journal of Medicine, quote, males between 16 and 29 years of age have been increased risk of developing heart problems after receiving a second dose of coronavirus vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna.
None of those young people died from the side effects, but John's point was, if a young person is healthy, since the risk of young people dying of COVID itself is so small, why risk even the rare side effects of a vaccine? Which led to a discussion of whether statistically it makes any sense to vaccinate kids at all. And that's what got me interested in this, how passionate the discussion gets when people talk about vaccinating their kids. Because if you're passionate about the vaccine's alleged side effects on kids, here's a number that will really terrify you. This is from 2019, latest numbers available. In 2019, 2,375 teenagers ages 13 to 19 died in car crashes, which of course doesn't count the life-changing injuries. That's compared to zero who've died from any COVID vaccine side effect, and it's more than 3.5 times the number of teens aged 17 and under who have ever died of COVID itself. So if the risk of side effects as you questioning whether to let your teenager get the vaccine, you also need to seriously question whether you should let that teenager get anywhere near a car, especially the part of the car where the driver's seat is.